Heading to the United States now, and President Donald Trump wasn't happy this week when Twitter flagged one of his tweets and urged readers to fact-check its claims. Well, now he's hit back at the platform by signing an executive order aiming to limit the legal protections of social media companies. But legal experts believe the order's unlikely to change the obligations of companies like Twitter and Facebook, and it's just another example of the president pandering to his supporters. Samantha Donovan has more.
He's tweeted 52,000 times, but Donald Trump says he's no fan of the platform.
What they're doing is tantamount to monopoly, you can say. It's tantamount to taking over the airwaves. Can't let it happen. There's nothing I'd rather do than get rid of my whole Twitter account, but I'm able to get to, I guess, 186 million people. It's a lot of people.
This week, Twitter flagged one of the president's tweets for the first time. It warned that his claims about postal voting were unsubstantiated and advised readers to click on a fact-checking link if they wanted more information. He'd claimed the plan of California's governor, Democrat Gavin Newsom, to allow mail-in ballots during the pandemic would lead to a rigged presidential election in November, with mailboxes being robbed, ballots forged and signed fraudulently. The president claimed censorship. He's just signed an executive order directing federal agencies to clarify the scope of an American law known as Section 230. It protects internet companies from liability for illegal content posted by users and allows them to remove lawful but objectionable posts. Professor Kate Klonick from St. John's University in New York is an expert on internet law. She says the president's order has got the law wrong.
It really is a complete misreading of Section 230. It takes a law that has been interpreted time and time again, very, very broadly by multiple federal circuit courts, and just says, I'm replacing all of this with my own interpretation that I have no right to give about how to interpret this federal law. And so, no, it's really not going to have any staying power in a court. It really is kind of just a piece of rhetoric.
Professor Klonick believes the president is just sending a message to his supporters.
It's really basically a way for Trump to signal to his base that he's doing something on the conservative bias and social media problem as they perceive it.
Even lobbyists for free speech on the web believe Donald Trump has gone too far. Steve Del Bianco is the president of NetChoice.
We think he's on the wrong track here. This idea of creating brand new government powers that could regulate the way that private social media platforms moderate speech is really the road to ruin, because under a future administration, those powers could be wielded in a way that suppresses the very conservatives that Trump is representing today.
Mr. Del Bianco hopes the order is just posturing on Donald Trump's part.
And I hope that this latest idea, this executive order, is going to really just become a talk piece and not necessarily a method of action, since it would undermine free expression principles, undermine the ability of conservatives in the president's own party to reach voters across the political spectrum on broad-based social media platforms.
On Mr. Trump's preferred TV news network, Fox, the CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, said he disagrees with Twitter's decision to flag questionable tweets.
You know, I just believe strongly that that Facebook shouldn't be the arbiter of truth of everything that people say online. I think in general, private companies probably shouldn't be, or especially these platform companies, shouldn't be in the position of doing that. It wouldn't be right for us to do fact checks for politicians, and that, you know, people should be able to hear what politicians say. There's plenty of scrutiny already about politicians' speech. That's what a lot of the media does.
But not surprisingly, Mark Zuckerberg isn't happy with the president's threats to regulate or shut down social media sites for what he sees as their stifling of conservative voices.
In general, I think a government choosing to censor a platform because they're worried about censorship doesn't exactly strike me as the right reflex there.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Samantha Donovan reporting there.